For reporter Nancy Solomon, Boston's World Series win is bittersweet. Her father waited his whole life to see this day and died just last month at age 83.
My father took me to my first game at Fenway Park in 1967. It was the year of the impossible dream. Carl Yastrzemski, Rico Petrocelli, and Jim Lonborg took the Sox to Game 7 of the World Series and showed just how impossible the dream really was. But that year, at age 10, cemented my love of the Sox, a passion I would always share with my dad. We discussed the team's prospects every spring, agonized over their June swoon, and inevitably watched their tantalizing demise each fall. But I never considered myself a long-suffering fan. After all, my dad had been waiting a lot longer to see the Red Sox win a championship. My father, Joe Solomon, was born in 1921 and grew up less than a mile from Fenway Park. He and his cousin Bunny used to walk through a swamp to see the Red Sox play. In those days, children were allowed in free with an adult. So the two boys would stand outside the gates and say, "Hey, mister, will you take us in with you?" And someone always did. Our last conversation was about baseball. And why not? This was the game that assimilated my immigrant grandfather into American culture. No matter what far-flung place I called from, we could always debrief about the Sox. So it feels strange that this would be the year the Red Sox win at all. I couldn't help noticing how the team's luck had changed. The come-from-behind victories, Tony Clark's ground rule double. If the ball had stayed in the park, the Yankees would have gone to the World Series. The 8 errors in the first 2 games against the Cardinals would have driven my dad crazy. I never believed in the curse of the Bambino. I don't believe in ghosts. But it's hard not to feel that he was somehow watching over his team and urging them on to win.
Reporter Nancy Solomon on her father, the Red Sox fan.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.